This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way.
Good morning. The only place you need to stop right now, this morning, on Friday, the 20th of June, 2025, and it's a public holiday here in New Zealand, and it's called Matariki, and of course it is the Māori New Year. But guess what? Here's the place you've got to stop at. Here, live in Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay, because this is the start of a program called Easy Jazz with me, John Redman. And I'm here until noon today to bring you my selection of some nice easy jazz music. And I hope you're ready for it, folks, because I've got some good stuff for you today. Right. Now, you remember, you people who are regular listeners, that the first tune I play on a new program is the one that was the last play on last week, and you only got a few bars of it. So why don't you have a listen to the full track? Louis Armstrong on trumpet and vocals with his orchestra, and this comes from a 1936 Decca Records release. It's called On the Sunny Side of the Street, written in 1930 by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. Oh, Satchmo is going to bring us that, and he's going to play the trumpet, and he's going to sing On the Sunny Side of the Street. Come on, Satch. Thank you.
Just as we do see on Sunday, Sunday, can't give him back or happy to November. Life would be so sweet on Sunday, Sunday, but if we do Sunday, Sunday, but the best is better.
Hello!
As bright today as it was when it was recorded way back in 1936 for Decca Records, Louis Armstrong. And they say it's his orchestra. It's not really. It's a seven-piece band. But the tune was On the Sunny Side of the Street. And, yeah, that made your feet tap a little bit, didn't it? Good. Oh, by the way, how are you listening to this program? Are you listening on your radio? If you are, then you'd be listening on one of two frequencies, 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. And if you've got some smart device, you could be listening on our live stream that you get to by going to www.radiohawksbay.org.nz. And you can do that anywhere. Anywhere in the big wide world. Right. Let's get a move on. In 1992, Telarc Records released a live album they recorded at the Blue Note Jazz Club in New York City. And that album features the blind British-born pianist George Shearing, with Neil Swanson on bass and Grady Tate on drums. I have a track from the album, of course. It's a tune written by the pianist Bud Powell, which he named after his daughter. The name of the tune is Celia, C-E-L-I-A. And the musicians, I'll repeat again, George Shearing on piano, Neil Swanson on bass, Grady Tate on the drums, with Celia. Thank you. Did you like that one? I sure did. That was nice, smooth, easy jazz, wasn't it? It was George Shearing on piano, Neil Swanson on bass, Grady Tate on drums, a couple of nice solos they each did. Recorded live at the Blue Note Jazz Club in New York City in 1992, and the album was released by Telarc Records, and the album is called Walking. W-A-L-K-I-N apostrophe. Walking. Got it? Good. Okay. The next one's for specifically for you jazz guitar lovers. The album is called One for My Baby, and it's an album by the jazz guitarist Joe Pass. It's released in 1988 as a record. But it was released again as a CD in 1992 by Pablo Records, and then 3 years later in 1995, it was released again as a CD by Original Jazz Classics. And from this album, One for My Baby, please enjoy the track I've selected to play for you. It's a tune written by the vibraphone player Milt Jackson, and it's called Bluesology. So we have Joe Pass on the trumpet, Plaz Johnson on tenor sax, Gerald Wiggins on piano, Addy Simkin on bass, and Tootle Heath is the man on the drums. But, of course, you jazz guitar lovers will have your ears open for the one and only Joe Pass with Bluesology. Thank you. The tune was called Bluesology. It was written by the vibraphone player Mel Jackson, and the musicians involved there, Joe Pass on guitar, Platts Johnson on tenor sax, Gerald Wiggins on piano, and we had Addie Simkin on bass and Tootle Heath on the drums. And that recording was made in 1988 on an album called One for My Baby. Do you remember the movie and the song Alfie? Do you remember that? Came out in 1966. And Alfie is a song written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. And they wrote it to promote the 1966 film Alfie. The song was a major hit for Cilla Black in the UK and Dionne Warwick in the USA. I prefer Cilla Black's, but today I've decided to play for you Alfie, as recorded in 1967 for Scepter Records by the American singer Dionne Warwick. Alfie.
What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when you sort it out, Alfie? Are we meant to take more than we give? Or are we meant to be kind? And if only fools are kind, it is wise to be cruel. And if life belongs only to the strong, Alfie, what will you lend on it?
Dionne Warwick from 1967 with her massive hit in the US of the Burt Bacharach and Hal David song Alfie. I really do love that song. I think it's great. And there's a British male singer called Ian Shaw, and he does a great version of Alfie. He's got a distinct style. He's quite a plump fella, quite often wears a flat cap. But if you ever go on, say, YouTube and type in Ian Shaw Alfie, he'll come up, and it's a great version. Okay, let's move on then. Tenderly. Tenderly was published in 1946, and it was written by Walter Gross and Jack Lawrence. Originally written in the key of E flat, as a waltz in 3/4 tone. Yes, I remember that. One of the best examples of the song, recorded as written as an instrumental, was that recorded in 1996 for Concord Records by Gary Burton on the vibes, with Fred Hirsch on piano, John Patitucci on bass, and Peter Erskine on drums. And that's exactly what I'm going to play for you right now. Gary Burton with his group, and this is from 1996, playing for us Tenderly. E flat as a waltz in 3/4 time. Tenderly was the name of the tune, and the recording was made in 1996 for Concord Records. Gary Burton was on the vibraphone, Fred Hirsch on piano, John Patitucci on bass, and Peter Erskine on the drums. The song Tenderly, written in 1946. The time, my dear friends, is 10:40 a.m. on this Friday, the 20th of June, 2025, and I'll remind you that you are listening to this live program of Easy Jazz with me, John Redman, coming live at a Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. Okay, I'm going to move on to something slightly different now, and I'll introduce it by saying Rattle, R-A-T-T-L-E, Rattle is a contemporary music and jazz music label based in Auckland in New Zealand, and it was established in 1991. It's a contemporary instrumental music label that basically aims to provide a platform for really for diversity and quality of music unique to New Zealand. Now, I've got an example of such a recording that was made in Auckland, New Zealand, in 2016. The album is called Shuffle, and it features Roger Manis on the saxophone, Carl Lockett on guitar, Michael Benebig is the man on the Hammond organ, and Ron Sansom is the man on the drums. And they're going to bring us a tune written by the sax player, Roger Manis, and it's got a cute title. The tune is called Hungry Pig Shuffle. Got it? Hungry Pig Shuffle. Tell me how you feel. Have a listen to it. It's good. It's really good. But it's something which sort of has its aim towards exclusively a New Zealand sound. Anyway, I'm going to play it. Here it is. It's called Hungry Pig Shuffle.
You tap your feet to this one, I am sure. Thank you.
God, I'm playing you some real toe-tappers today, aren't I? That recording you just heard was recorded in Auckland, New Zealand in 2016, and an album was produced called Shuffle, and it was released by Rattle Records. The musicians were Roger Manis on sax, Carl Lockett on guitar, Frenchman Michel Benebig on the Hammond organ, Ron Sampson on drums, and the tune written by Roger Manis was called Hungry Pig Shuffle. Okay. Wherever you might be in the world, thank you for tuning in to listen to this week's program of Easy Jazz with me, John Redman. It is going out live today from Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay, here in Hawke's Bay, New Zealand. Okay, a couple of vocals coming up. I Didn't Know About You is the debut Concord Jazz studio album by an American jazz singer and pianist called Karen Allison. The album was released in 1992, and Karen was backed by the Russ Long Octet. So here she is, Karen Allison, singing a really one of my favorite songs, this one is. Written in 1945 by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II. And this particular song won an Oscar in 1945. So this tune won an Oscar, guys. The name of the tune, It Might As Well Be Spring. The singer is the American Karen Allison.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I say that I had spring fever when I know it isn't spring. I'm as starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when I know it isn't spring? And I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I didn't to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on a wing. But I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring. that I have spring fever. But I know it isn't even spring. I'm starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever? But I know it isn't spring. I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on a wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring. Might as well be spring.
Well, talk about breakneck speed. Hey, that was Karen Allison. Now, you notice I'm saying Karen, but it's spelled K-A-R-R-I-N, but it's not Karen. She calls herself Karen Allison. And that recording of It Might As Well Be Spring was released in 1992 by Concord Jazz. And I've got quite a few recordings by Karen Allison. I've also recorded that song, but not that fast. Anyway, remember, I do not stop for news, sport and weather at 11 o'clock. I continue on. So I'm going to continue on with a recording that I made on an album that I made called It's Very Clear. I did it with the Dave Ram Quartet, and it was released under the banner of Owl Cottage Records. And you're about to hear me with the Dave Ram Quartet sing a song written by George and Ira Gershwin in 1938. And they wrote it for a film called The Goldwyn Follies of 1938. So you've got me singing for you, Our Love Is Here to Stay. And the arrangement is based on a Harry Connick Jr. arrangement. Okay, so John Redman with... No, I was going to say it might as well be spring. No, no. Our love is here to stay. Here we go.
It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, forever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know, there are just passing fancies, and in time may go. Oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. Oh, but our love is here to stay. Thank you. my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But our love is here, our love is here, our love is here to stay.
Okay, that was your host, John Redman, singing for you the George and Ira Gershwin tune, Our Love Is Here to Stay. And that album, I think I might have two copies of it left. It's very clear, but it's out of print, out of everything these days. Anyway, look, it's time for me to tell you a little bit about this great radio station, isn't it? Radio Hawke's Bay. We soon celebrate our 30th anniversary. Yes, we do. We started off under the title of Radio Kidnappers, but that caused a bit of confusion, although it went on for some years. And about 3 years ago, we decided to rebrand and become Radio Hawke's Bay. Now, as I said before, we are a community access media station, and we exist purely to put local people online. And we do that very successfully. We're based in the middle of Hastings, a city in the province of Hawke's Bay in New Zealand. We broadcast 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. We go out on two local radio frequencies, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. But we also live stream and can be picked up anywhere in the world, providing you have some form of smart device, a smartphone, an iPad, tablet, laptop, desktop, or whatever. And I'll explain shortly how you can get onto that and listen. We put out about 100 shows a week, and we have over 90 volunteers. We are all volunteers. We have a permanent staff of 4, and they keep everything running, or the administration, look after the computers, etc., etc. And the rest of us are volunteers. Now, we are not specifically a music station. Yes, we do have music. This is a program of jazz. And my friend Ian Hunt, he has a jazz program called 2 for Jazz, which goes out on Tuesdays from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. But we have all genres of music. We have classical music. We have pop music, rock music, traditional music, country and western, bluegrass. We have African music. We have a massive range of music. Although, I got to say again, we are not specifically a music radio station. We have many, many, many programs that are not musical. And the best way to discover what these programs are is by going to your smart device and using that link, www.radiohawksbay.org.nz. Now, once you've typed that in and clicked on it, our homepage comes up, and it's our website. The first thing you may notice is there's a circle, and it says Listen Live. Now, if you click on that circle, you'll be able to hear whatever is being broadcast by Radio Hawke's Bay at that same time. Okay? Now, there's lots of different things that you can find out. You can look at our schedule. In other words, you can see what programs are on what days, at what time. You can learn about our broadcasters. You can even listen to podcasts. So if you miss a particular program that you like, you can go into the podcast link on that homepage. And if you start to type in the name of the program that you've missed, a little ladder will fall down. You say, oh, there it is. Click on that. And then the dates will come up of that program having been recorded. And you can say, oh, yeah, that's the one I missed. Click on that and you'll be able to hear it. So we're not some hit radio station, believe me. I mean, we are funded in part by New Zealand On Air, but we do have sponsors, etc. But we're here. We're still here 30 years after. So there you go. What can I say? That's us in a thimble, if you like. And we always need new broadcasters. So I'm saying that so you've got a pen and a pencil and something to write down on. Some broadcasters only do a specific period of time. And then they go off and do something else. So we're always looking for new broadcasters. And the way you actually can get in touch with the permanent staff here is to ring this phone number, 06-878-8710. I'll repeat that, 06-878-8710. Talk to one of the Dream Team, the permanent staff, and say, hey, I've got a great idea for a radio program. And you'll be invited to come along and talk about it. And who knows, you could be the next new broadcaster here. You don't have to do your program live. I prefer to do a live show. You could record your program on a day. It can go out on the air on a different day. So there you go. That's us. Now, get back to music, John Boy. A Day in the Life is a CTI Records album, and we've got another jazz guitarist coming up, by the jazz guitarist Wes Montgomery, which was released in 1967. This album, A Day in the Life, reached number one on the Billboard Jazz Album chart in 1967, and number two on the Rhythm and Blues chart. So, with Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Grady Tate on drums and Ray Barreto on percussion, please enjoy Wes Montgomery on guitar as he plays for us Anne Ronell's 1932 beautiful tune, which is called Willow Weep For Me. Wes Montgomery is the man on guitar. And he had Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Grady Tate on the drums, and Ray Barretto on the percussion. And there was that particular album, which is called A Day in the Life, also had a symphony orchestra in it as well. Willow Weep for Me was the tune that they played. Anne Rennell wrote not only the music, but she also wrote the lyrics to that song in 1932. And, of course, Wes Montgomery, self-taught guitarist, never used the pick, plectrum, and only used his right thumb to play because when he practiced, he didn't want the neighbors to be annoyed with the noise, so he just used his thumb. And eventually he got a callus on that thumb, which was like iron. And anyway, he was just so different. So many younger guitarists have all looked at Wes Montgomery as the man that they say, yeah, he's the one who got me into jazz guitar. Anyway, let's move on. What time is it? I've got to tell you the time, haven't I? It is 11:15 a.m. on this Friday, the 20th of June. Basin Street Blues, written in 1928 by Spencer Williams, recorded in that same year, 1928, by Louis Armstrong. But I've got it as recorded in 1949 by Ella Fitzgerald, and who she is backed by the Cy Oliver Orchestra, and this was released as a single by Verve Records. But have a listen, because in the tune, Ella imitates Louis Armstrong. So see if you can pick that up. Ella Fitzgerald, 1949, with Basin Street Blues.
You never know how nice this thing. So
Yeah, very good, Ella. Good imitation there of Satchmo. Basin Street Blues, that was recorded in 1949 by Ella Fitzgerald. And as you heard at the end, she did that imitation of Louis Armstrong, who recorded the song first in 1928. Now, Victor Feldman, who was born in 1934 and passed away in 1987, was an English jazz musician who mainly played piano, vibraphone, but occasionally also did percussion. He started to perform professionally when he was still a child. He eventually got very well known in the UK as an adult. He emigrated to the United States in the mid-50s, where he continued working in the jazz scene until he died in 1987, 53 years old, from a heart attack. Now, in 1958, in London, UK, he recorded an album for Tempo Records, which is called Sweet 16. Now, that's not S-W-E-E-T, it's S-U-I-T-E, Sweet 16. And I've got a track from it where Victor's on the vibes, Norman Stenfalt is on piano, Lenny Bush is on bass, Phil Seaman is on the drums, and they're going to play for us a tune written by the British drummer Alan Ganley, which is called Duffelcoat. And Victor Feldman, remember, on this track is on the vibes. So here they are with Duffelcoat. Thank you. The tune was called Duffel Coat. I'm sure you know what a duffel coat is. And it was written by the British drummer Alan Ganley. And the tune was played for us there by Victor Feldman on the vibes, Norman Stenfalt on piano, Lenny Bush on bass, and Phil Seaman on the drums. And the track comes from a 1958 released record by Tempo Records, and that was released in London. And the album is called Sweet 16, S-U-I-T-E, sweet, not she was only sweet 16. No, not that. Okie dokie, let's, where are we going to go from here? Oh, this one's a bit, this one's a bit different, guys. You know the tune Fascinating Rhythm? Fascinating Rhythm, yeah. Well, that was written by George and Ira Gershwin in 1924. Now, I have a recording that was made in June 1926 for Columbia Records in London, UK. Now, the pianist on this recording is George Gershwin himself. But the vocalists that are singing on this 1926 recording, believe it or not, they are Fred Astaire and his sister, Adele Astaire. So it's pretty rare, this one, and it's slightly different. Remember, this was recorded in 1926. George Gershwin on piano, Fred Astaire and sister Adele Astaire are doing the vocals too. Fascinating Rhythm. Slightly different, isn't it? When you get the composer of the tune, George Gershwin, actually playing the piano himself on the recording with Fred Astaire and his sister doing the vocals. Quite strange, isn't it, really? Yeah, it's quite rare, that recording. It really is. And, I mean, Fred, as you know, I keep telling you that so many jazz standards that became popular were first sung by Fred Astaire, usually in his black and white movies where he was dancing with Ginger Rogers or whoever. He and his sister Adele, of course, they started dancing together when they were children, until such time that Adele decided that was enough and she wanted to get married. But you heard her singing very poshly, didn't you, there? Anyway, here's another Gershwin number written by George and Ira, this time in 1927. And it's called How Long Has This Been Going On? I've got it for you as an instrumental, recorded live at Peel's Lodge, Rhode Island, USA, on the 18th of February, 1964. Ben Webster is on tenor sax, Junior Mance is on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, Mickey Roker on drums. There's a very fine double bass solo on this one. So, Ben Webster and his crew with How Long Has This Been Going On? Thank you. It was a bit long, that recording. It was 7 minutes and 36 seconds, believe it or not. But, yes, it was Ben Webster on tenor sax, Junior Mance on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, Mickey Roker on drums. And the tune was the Gershwin Brothers' 1927 tune, How Long Has This Been Going On? And that recording was recorded live at Peel's Lodge in Rhode Island, USA, in 1964. Now, I absolutely love the breathy sound of the tenor sax that Ben Webster and Coleman Hawkins made. One of the things I cannot stand with saxophones is when they're played in a honky, squeaky manner. But I love that breathiness sound that we've just listened to. And Bob Cranshaw just went along there doing that sort of that bass solo for a long time. Yeah, good on him. Okay, let's move on. We are getting towards end of play. Mountain Greenery was composed by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart in 1926. Tony Bennett recorded it in 1973. But it wasn't released as a recording until 1977. And I'll tell you, don't I, when, you know, that some recordings are made and they're left for 20 years or more before a recording company decide to actually release them. Well, Mountain Greenery, you're going to listen to the 1973 recording by Tony Bennett. But when it was released in 1977, hang on a minute, I'm just going to, oh, I thought I was going to sneeze there. When it was released in 1977, the album was called Tony Bennett Sings More Great Rodgers and Hart Songs. Anyway, on the recording, Tony Bennett's got the George Barnes and Ruby Braff Quartet backing him. So you've got George Barnes is the man on the guitar. Ruby Braff is the man on cornet. And the bass player, I don't really know a great deal about, if anything. He's called John Grafrida. With George Barnes on guitar, you've also got Wayne Wright. But anyway, that's enough of the yap. Here is 1973 recording of Tony Bennett with On the 1st of May, It Is Moving Day.
The 1st of May, it is moving day. Spring is here, so blow your job, throw your job away. Now's the time to trust to your wanderlust. In the city's dust, you wait, must you wait, just you wait. In a mountain greenery where God paints the scenery. Just two crazy people together. While you love your lover, let blue skies be your coverlet. When it rains, we'll laugh at the weather. And if you're good, I'll search for wood so you can cook while I stand looking. Beans could get no keener reception in a beanery. Bless our mountain greenery home. Mosquitoes here won't bite you, dear. Well, I've let them sting me on the finger. We could find no cleaner retreat from life's machinery. Bless our mountain greenery home.
I sang along to that one, you know, because it's one of my favourite songs, Mountain Greenery. Of course, the first person to make a big hit on Mountain Greenery was, of course, the Velvet Fog, Mr. Mel Torme. But, yeah, I thought that was pretty good. Tony Bennett was the singer, and he was accompanied by George Barnes and Wayne Wright on guitars, Ruby Braff on cornet, and John Grafrida on the bass. Just over 3 years ago at the Hawke's Bay Jazz Club, I sang Mountain Greenery with some great backing musicians. First of all, there was Will Sargeson on the keyboard. And I had Warren Sang was on guitar. His brother Chris was on bass. And Gavin Mather was on the drums. And Wendy Caldwell was in there as well on the saxes. It's on YouTube too. It's on YouTube. Anyway, let's listen to the Count Basie Sextet, a recording they did in 1952 for Verve Records. And I'm sure you will enjoy this swinging version of them playing for us, a tune composed by Clarence Williams and Spencer Williams in 1919 called Royal Garden Blues, the Count Basie Sextet. That one swung along nicely, didn't it, eh? That was a recording made in 1952 for Verve Records, and it was the Count Basie Sextet, who played us a great swinging version of Royal Garden Blues, composed in 1919. Pretty good. I must say to you, yesterday afternoon, I spent an hour or so talking to and listening to music composed by our local songwriter and lyricist, Chris Negus. And I have another CD from Chris that I shall be playing over the next few weeks. So you can listen to the great compositions and lyrics put out by a gentleman who lives in Tarradale in Napier. Right. It is – oh, we're getting on a bit. It's 11:54. So I'm going to have to bring this show to an end quite soon. There was something else I was going to say, but it slipped my mind for the moment. I can't remember what it was. It's great being live, you know. I can't remember what I was going to say. Anyway, in 2003, the Canadian singer-composer Michael Bublé released his third album, which was called Michael Bublé. It was released on two different labels, 143 Records and Reprise Records. Have a listen now to Michael Bublé singing a song often referred to as one of the best love songs ever written. The tune was written in 1952 by Alan Brandt and Bob Haynes, and the tune is called That's All, and it's great. That's not. What happened there? I got down here, number 13. Oh, God. Don't know what I've done there. Let me have a look. God, this is being live. Where is it? I can't even find it now. Well, what can I say? Here I am with Michael Bublé, and what I can't find is That's All. But never mind. We'll go on to something else, shall we? Instead, just to finish us off, I knew I wasn't going to get through this show without one muck-up. I don't know why I have finished up with the wrong Michael Bublé. But anyway, what I'm going to play you, and this is what we're going to go out on, so we're not going to get a great deal of this one. It's another jazz guitarist who was called Larry Coryell. And he made a recording, an album in Japan in 1983 with Fumio Karashima on piano, Ikuo Sakuri on bass, and Motohiko Hino on drums. Have a listen as Larry Coryell is on guitar with these Japanese musicians. We'll get a little bit of Round Midnight. So I'm just going to open that now and play a little bit for you. Oh, no, I didn't. Come on, John. What are you doing? Thing. Everything happens to me. Oh, you know that song? Yeah? I make a date for golf. You can bet your life it rains. Here you go, Round Midnight. Larry Coryell with some good Japanese players. And I'm going to say thank you for tuning in to this week's live Easy Jazz with John Ribman. I love doing this show. I really do. I really love it. And God willing, I'll be back next week with some more of my selection. All this music comes from my own personal collection, of course. So I want you to be careful out there. For goodness sake, be careful with whatever you're doing, particularly on the roads. And remember to love the one that loves you, because they'll love you back even more. So from me, God bless. Look after yourselves. Take care. See you next week. Back to Larry Coryell with a little bit of Thelonious's Monk. Thelonious Monk's recording. God, get on, John. Thelonious Monk's composition, Round Midnight. God almighty, what a light boy. See you later. Ta-da. Bye.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.